and they separate some of it when the trucks that hauled it to the mill, and what they don't separate then, when they haul it there, the man that carries it in from where the log ramp is, carries it into the mill where they saw it, they carry it in on trucks, like, and they separate it there.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the pine, they put all of the pine, you see, that's not a hardwood.
Mm-hmm.
Pine and cypress, that's not a hardwood. You have oak, of course there's several different kinds of oak, and you have hickory, beech, and gum, and all such as that, that they call hardwood.
Mm-hmm.
They hold that separate.
Did people ever grow oats around here?
Yes, they used to. Used to grow lots of oats. My father used to grow oats. He'd have land at where he pasture on, and he'd sow it. He'd sow the oats solid, and he'd flat break his land. Just level, it wouldn't bed up, you see. And it flat break, and the oats would come up in there. And of course, this crabgrass sometimes would come up in there too. And then they'd pasture on it, that way, put the stock in on.
What would they do with the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, they thrash that out, you see, separate the grain from the rest of it, and they put that in sacks for feed, you see. And now they take that and mix it in chops and alfalfa, hay, that the leaf part of it, and all mixed together and call it this all grain mixed feed.
Say if there was something that we had to do today, you could say we'll have to do it, or what's another way of saying that?
We'll have to do it, or
would you ever say you and I have to do it, or
yeah,
me and you?
You and I have to do it.
What about me?
We'll have to do something, or so and so, today or tomorrow, or we will do something that way, you see.
What if you're talking about another man and yourself? Would you say?
Well, you and myself, or this man and myself, or call his name, either one.
Mm-hmm.
You give a name, or either his surname, either one you want to.
Did you ever say me and him, or he and
me
I?
Me and him, or he and I, or him and myself.
Which would you say?
Well, he and I, sometimes we say that, sometimes we say him and himself. Generally call him before you do yourself, you say. Of course, the old way of saying is me and you.
Uh-huh.
But now it's you and I, or him and I, he and I, she and I, whatever it is, you see.
And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He needs
someone else.
Or if he needs two people, you'd say he needs
two people.
Would it be?
Need two people to help.
Or
more people to help. Either one.
Would you say all two of us or both of us? Or?
Well, both of us. Say both of us. Maybe both of us need some help, more help. Excuse me just a minute, I'm going to get a little antiseptic. I've got to pull my throat to it.
If you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might just answer,
it's me.
And if I ask you, was that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was...
Yes, that is him, or he.
And if it was a woman, you'd say that was...
That's her, or she.
Which would you say?
Well, the proper way would be her.
Uh-huh.
That's her.
And if it was two people, you'd say that was...
That's them.
And
them or both of them, if they call their name, say that's both of them.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say he's not as tall as...
As I am, or as tall as you think he is, or...
Or I'm not as tall as...
I'm not as tall as he is.
And he can do that better than...
Better than I could.
And...
Or could reach that better than I could.